All right, Brian Bosma, House Republican leader. I mean, here it is right now. It's 5:30. You know, depending on how you do the math, 36 hours to get out of here. Folks will be able to do it and accomplish everything you need to.
Well, I'll tell you, we haven't been here in a position like this before, at least in my tenure here, where we have essentially 24 hours to go, no clear agreement on a budget, no clear agreement on a number of major issues, and two competing plans, spending plans, both of which we believe spend too much. So I'm not exactly sure how it gets done by tomorrow. I can tell you that House Republicans feel that both budget plans spend at least $500 million more than they should, setting us up for a tax increase in 2 years. So I doubt that you'll see much in the way of Republican support for either plan.
How about the unemployment insurance proposal that's out there?
In like fashion, we would greatly alter that bill if we had the ability to do so. We won't sign a conference committee report for something that raises almost $500 million in taxes and doesn't make the other structural changes to salvage the program for the future. So we're almost at the point where no provision at this point is better than the one that's on the table.
And also there's still the issue of the Capital Improvement Board.
Well, that I'm a little bit more hopeful on. House Republicans put a plan on the table last Friday to put a three local option taxes and allowing the capture of some of the sales and income, all the sales and income at the new hotel complex downtown. It's much less than what the CIB has asked for, but we believe that these are lean times. They're going to have to live with less and make do with that. And I don't know how much support there will be for that program. I support it and hope our Democrat colleagues do as well.
What about the statements that have been made recently by the Colts? Or not particularly Colts so much as the team, but Colts owner Jim Irsay. And while a lot of people seem that, you know, he is legally entitled to his position, just seems to be like just really bad PR altogether and bad for their image as a team.
Well, I was very surprised by the terseness of Mr. Irsay's message this last weekend. And while they may be standing on a correct legal footing, I think to step forward and say we are going to help in a fashion that they might voluntarily have done would have been a huge positive PR for the Colts and for the Irsay family. And I certainly wished it would have happened that way. In fact, I strongly suggested that happened weeks and weeks ago. Even some small amount of participation would be appreciated. That'll be the CIB's problem, and we can't legislate that, but we can fund less of the request of the CIB, and then that'll be up to the CIB to work through that with the Irsays.
Do you think whatever passes out of this chamber will survive a governor's veto?
We have no idea on that at this point. I don't think either of the budget proposals, either the Senate Republican or House Democrat, meets the governor's criteria, which is very similar to ours, and that is that it doesn't set us up for a tax increase in 2 years. We're not confident that either program does that. Frankly, I hear some Senate Republicans starting to feel the same way. So we have got to, in these uncertain and lean times, make this budget as lean as possible, preserve our reserves for the future, and make it so we don't have to have a tax increase in 2 years, guaranteed, when the stimulus money is not available.
All right. So we'll see you in 36 hours?
I'll see you in 36 hours.
Thanks, Brian.